Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
I was always told that both my parents were lost on an anthropological expedition in the rainforests of Zaire in Africa. I was only 7.
During our travels around the world, a request came in about an isolated village in Central Africa.
You remind me of a man who was here 20 years ago. His name was Morati.
Do you know his original name?
Leonard.
That's my father's name.
Morati is my father.
My parents could, at this very moment, be in captivity.
He staged a cave-in so that everyone would think he was dead. It is conceivable that my father escaped.
There's also a dinner to benefit the homeless tomorrow here at Wits End.
If you really want to meet this guy, why don't you just talk to him tonight?
Tonight? Where?
At the dinner at Wits End.
Hello, sir.
Greetings.
Yes, greetings. Now, you don't know me.
Good heavens.
Oh, excuse me?
You look like someone I used to know many years ago.
Yes, Leonard Meltzner.
Yes.
Saw his mustache, of course.
You know the Meltzners?
Well, you could say that, being one of the last of a long line.
What are you saying?
Well, my name is Eugene Meltzner.
What?
I'm Eugene.
It's not possible. You can't be Eugene.
Oh, yes, I am. Now, I was hoping that perhaps you might be of assistance in locating my father. Until recently, I assumed he was dead, and I believe he thinks the same of me. Do you know my father?
I do.
Do you know where he is? Please, I've been searching and searching.
You don't need to search anymore.
What do you mean?
I'm your father. I'm Leonard Meltzner.
Dad?
This is impossible. You're supposed to be dead.
Well, I'm not. I wasn't on the train, Dad. I'm alive.
I don't understand.
The train that crashed. I was never on it. I stayed here in Odyssey.
You mean all this time?
I can't believe I found you.
Where did you... How did you... Gobert told me. You were dead.
Really? Well, I know Gobert. I visited the Ashantis.
This is all so unbelievable.
Well, you can believe it. You're right here in front of me, I promise.
It is you. It is you. You're such a man.
Well, it's been a few decades. You look much different as well.
This is the disguise. Don't worry about it. I'd given up all hope.
Eugene, what's going on?
Mr. Whitaker, this is my father.
Really?
Yes.
But this is unbelievable. Mr. Meltzner?
Yes.
I'm John Whitaker.
Mr. Whitaker, yes.
But just call me Whit.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Dad.
Nice to meet you.
Dad, there are so many people you have to meet.
Oh, Eugene, you don't need to introduce
Nonsense.
Me.
Nonsense. I want you to meet everyone. Excuse me.
Eugene.
May I have your attention, please? My father is here.
No. Don't.
Why?
You don't need to make such a production out of it.
We've been looking for you for such a long time.
I've got to go.
What?
Don't follow me. Please.
Wait. What? Where are you going? Dad!
What happened, Eugene? Why did he run off?
I don't know. I can't believe this. I've lost him again. And he said that you told him I was dead. Gobert, I have to know what he meant by that.
Time of my life I would rather not relive.
I understand, Gobert, I understand. But that's in the past. Your family has long since forgiven you for your indiscretion. Did you witness the train crash? Why did you think I was on the train in the first place? Oh, Gobert, please.
You know that an American came to our village to promise our people riches.
Yes.
His name was Dalton Kern.
Dalton Kern, yes. I met him when I was a boy. He was an archaeologist friend of my parents.
Many of our people left with him to help him dig for gold.
Including you.
I was deceived. And I let my greed rule me. I left my family.
Yes, I know. Your wife told me all of this.
The rest of the story she does not know.
Oh?
Dalton Captain found me to be valuable, and he made me his second in command. And one day, he had a dreadful assignment for me.
Kobir!
Yes?
Oh, yeah. Someone's coming in on the train tonight. I want you to get him and bring him to me.
Who?
Leonard Meltzner's son.
Moratti's son is coming here?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Oh, because I invited him. I've known Leonard for many years. His son's arrival will be a nice surprise.
What are you going to do with Moratti's son?
I need something that'll help me obtain Leonard's, assistance. There's a possible dig site where I could use his expertise as an archaeologist.
You are going to hold his son for ransom unless he helps you?
It won't be like that. Leonard will be glad to help. He's an archaeologist. He'll be doing what he loves. You'll see. This'll all end well. I'll get what I want from Leonard, and then everyone will be free to go. Now, come on. The train arrives at 7. Be there.
So I went, knowing in my heart that Dalton was lying about setting you and your parents free. But my greed clouded my thinking. It made me believe him and all of his lies.
So you went to the train station?
Yes. And I received word that it had crashed with no survivors. I was devastated for my friends, your father and mother. I returned to the Ashanti village.
And you told them?
Yes. They immediately tried to go to the site of the crash. But before they got there, Dalton executed his new plan, kidnapping them by force and taking them to his new deed.
And I believe I know the rest.
I am sorry.
Oh, thank you for helping me, Gobir. This explains so much.
Well, that answers a few questions.
But the paramount question remains unanswered. Where is my father?
Dalton Kern. You mentioned him the other day. He was friends with your parents.
Yes, he was my parents' mentor. Ah. He taught them everything they knew about archaeology. Then they surpassed him on every level.
You know, I have a couple of archaeologist friends who might have some leads. Let me see what I can dig up.
Dig up? Archaeological humor, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, unintentional. But, Eugene, we do have to be careful. Dalton's known to be ruthless, cutthroat.
And with unlimited resources, he could get just about anything he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, that's the reason then.
Uh-huh.
If Dalton knows that my father is still alive, he could still be after him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's why my father's posing as a homeless man named Joel, to hide his identity. That's why he didn't want to be seen in public with me. He's on the run from Dalton. Hear ye, hear ye. Anyone still at hand in Wits End at this time? I am currently exiting the building and am locking up. Very well.
Eugene, oh my word, you startled me. Dad, I'm so glad you're here.
I've been waiting for you. I thought this shop closed at 9 o'clock. It's 11:30.
Oh, I was on the computer searching for information about Dalton Kern.
Oh, you spoke with Gobir?
Yes, and now I know why you're hiding.
I shouldn't even be here. Dalton may know you're alive, and if he does, well, he'd have eyes watching us right now.
Eyes? Really?
Yes.
Oh, my. Perhaps we should move out of the light.
Yes.
Here. Dad, I hope you don't mind my calling you that.
Of course not. I'm your father. It's a natural designation.
Well, indeed. Dad, I was just wondering, if you thought I was dead, why did you come to Odyssey?
I came to reconcile with my father, but I found out that...
Oh, yes. He died several years ago.
I thought I'd lost everyone. My wife, my father, you, Everett.
Everett, yes. I saw the headstone. Who was he?
Your brother. He died in Africa when he was 2. It was a devastating time for me.
I had a brother.
Yes. But I can't think about that now. I'm not here to relive the past. I have you back now.
Oh, yes, I know. And I have so much to show you. I'm married now to a beautiful woman named Katrina. I can't wait for you to meet her. She's lovely.
I'm excited as well, but Eugene, we can't treat this as a normal reunion. Uh-huh. Dalton has people all over the world who work for him. If he finds me...
I know. I understand the danger. But at the moment, well, that seems so unimportant.
Unimportant? Why?
Well, because you're alive, I'm alive, we're alive.
The danger is very important. Eugene, this is risky for both of us. I can't be seen with you.
Ever?
Scarcely. We have to be extremely cautious.
So you mean I have to keep meeting you under the cover of darkness?
I'll decide when we can meet. I should go.
Now?
I'll come back.
When?
Soon. I'm sorry. I'll be around.
But
it's good to see you again, Eugene.
And you as well.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dad. You know, my mind is racing, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I have no idea when I'll see my father next. I wouldn't blame him if he simply departed without saying a word to me. He'd be doing it for his own safety. If Dalton tracks me to Odyssey, this would be the first place he'd look.
We can protect him, Eugene.
How?
Well, wherever we have him stay, I can have the police check on him every so often. We can install security cameras.
Mr. Whitaker.
Alarms.
Mr. Whitaker, do you really believe the danger is that imminent?
Maybe. You see, I also tracked down a few things with an archaeologist friend of mine. Dalton left Africa about a month ago.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Where did he go?
No one knows.
He could be watching us even as we speak. Start by lowering your prices.
Excuse me?
Oh, nothing. Just lamenting the energy crisis.
Eugene.
Oh, Dad, you're still here. I thought you might have left Odyssey.
Don't come over here. Just keep pumping your gas and don't look at me.
Huh?
Why can't he look at you?
Who is that?
The clerk. No offense, but we're engaged in a private conversation.
Sorry.
This is a bit awkward, Dad, and this pump doesn't seem to be working. Oh, yes, of course. Thank you. You're a homeless person with a brand new car?
It's a rental. I might need to make a quick exit.
Pump one, you're ready to go. You know, in case you need to make a quick exit or anything.
Thanks.
Stop listening, please. Dad, your exit may need to be quicker than you think. Dalton's not in Africa anymore.
How do you know?
Mr. Whitaker looked into it.
I don't know how much longer I can stay in town.
I surmised as much. But there's so much I need to tell you about me. I'm much different than I was 20 years ago.
I noticed.
Yes. Well, for one, I'm a Christian.
What was that?
Hey, congratulations!
Perhaps we should get into my car.
Yeah, good idea. So.
Oh, seat belts.
What?
Seat belt.
We're not going anywhere.
Well, I know, but it's a good habit.
All right. So, you were saying?
Well, I'm a Christian now. Mr. Whitaker has been my spiritual mentor. He's had a great influence on my life.
So, you're, religious?
Well, I live according to the Bible.
Uh-huh. Never would have figured that for you. Yeah. Is that the reason you're doing this hand-up thing?
Well, partially. How did you know about Hand Up?
I went to your website.
Oh, did you view every page?
Just the first one.
Oh, click on gallery. There are some pictures I'd like you to see. In fact, I'd love for you to come to one of my projects sometime.
Well, I'd like to, but I don't know how that'll be arranged, Eugene. I should go.
Oh, no, don't.
It's broad daylight out
when
here.
When will I see you next?
I really don't know.
Oh, you have to be more specific than that. I can't keep having conversations while pumping gas.
That's all I can give you now.
Dad, wait. Seatbelt. It's not enough. These brief snippets are driving me insane.
I'm sorry. It's all I can offer right now. I'll see you soon.
It'll work out. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks.
And don't drive angry now.
I'm fine.
And don't forget your gas cap.
Oh, right.
I'm
typing out a list of things I want to talk about with my father the next time I see him.
A list?
Uh-huh. I'm putting it on an index card and laminating it so that I can carry it wherever I go. After all, I don't know when I'll see him again.
This isn't exactly what you had in mind, is it?
What do you mean?
When you were so intent on finding your father, I guess you didn't really think you had to write out a list of things to talk about with him.
No, I didn't. Well, you know, we only have a few minutes together whenever we meet.
Are you okay with that?
No, but I don't see how I have any choice.
You know, if my father were here, he'd have an answer for this.
What answer?
If a relative were ever in need, or if Mother or I had some sort of problem, he'd always have sage advice. In those situations, he would say, "Family is always worth the trouble." I don't ever remember Daddy turning his back on his family. Maybe we could adopt another saying.
Such as?
Family is worth the risk. Do you believe that?
Yes, I do, but it's not my life at stake.
If you believe the family is worth the risk, maybe your father will too.
Come in. How are you, Gene?
Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah?
Are you confident that we can protect my father with your resources?
Along with prayer? Yes. Do you think you could convince him of that?
Possibly, but first I have to find him again.
Did you check at the homeless shelter?
Well, yes, he hasn't gone back there.
Okay. Well, where else?
Well, he mentioned that he uses the internet. If I only knew how to connect with him via the net, if I had an email address or a... could alert him through,
What is it?
That's it. Huh? He saw my website. I told him to go to the gallery page. I could leave him a note on the page. May I use your computer? Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
Has a homeless man been in the library today?
I really don't know.
Oh. Well, he had long hair and a beard, and he wore a bow tie.
Sir, I'm sorry. I've only been here since noon. I don't know.
Oh. Well, thank you. Excuse me. Oh, Dad!
Eugene, you shouldn't have done this.
I felt I had no choice.
You need to erase that message from your website immediately.
I already have. But if Dalton has found my website, he has essentially found me.
Good point. You should erase your website.
I refuse to live my life that way, and so should you.
I can't let my guard down.
I know, but you can still stay at my house.
What?
With Katrina and me. Hide out. We can give you anything that you need. You won't even have to leave the house.
No. I'd be endangering you and your wife, and I won't have it.
But Mr. Whitaker will help. He has some wonderful ideas.
I won't put you in danger.
I don't care about the danger. I care about finally having a relationship with a father that I haven't seen in 20 years. I want you to meet my wife and my friends. I want to introduce you to my life. I've seen you. I've been with you. Now I want a father. Is that not worth the risk to you?
Don't you dare heap that kind of guilt on me.
Huh?
You don't know what your mother and I had to endure in Africa for 20 years. Your mother would groan in pain at night, and I would lie there and listen to it. Do you know how hard it is to watch a loved one hurting and not be able to help them? Well, that's not going to happen to you or me. I will not allow Dalton to imprison me again.
He still has you in prison. But I'm different now. I have faith in a God who helps me to not be afraid.
It's not enough for me, Eugene.
I see. Well, here are some pictures then. Me, Katrina, and some ribbons, academic awards from high school. Every report card I ever had from junior high school on. A couple of photos of me at Campbell College. Well, the rest I'll let you decipher. This is my life, Dad. And if this is what our relationship has to be, well, then I'll accept that. Perhaps I shall see you again sometime. Goodbye. I don't know, Mr. Whittaker. I fear I've driven him away.
You did what you needed to do, Eugene.
But I was so cavalier about it. This is his life I'm asking him to risk.
Well, that's exactly it. You asked him to do it. Now, his next move is his decision alone.
I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'll go check my email. I gave him my address and perhaps he wrote.
Okay. Mr. Meltzner.
Oh, nice to see you again, Mr. Whittaker. Eugene respects you deeply.
Well, I respect him, too. You have a good son.
Yes. Is he here?
No, he just went in the back. Eugene!
Yes, Mr. Dad.
I need to talk to you.
Oh, I'll just leave you two alone. Excuse me.
Well, what did you want to talk about? You're leaving, aren't you?
No.
Oh. Well, then what?
What was this tardy you had in the second semester of 10th grade?
Oh, it was excused. I had to go to the dentist.
All right. And here I thought I was going to have to ground you.
No need.
Yes. Katrina's pretty.
I know.
I'd like to meet her.
I'd like that as well.
Maybe I could meet her today?
Today? Definitely.
I just want you to know that I trust you, Eugene.
Thank you. I'll do all that I can to keep us safe. And I know we'll have God's help.
Did you find out anything?
No, boss, I didn't find out anything.
Well, keep looking.
No,
I don't have any leads here either. I'm pretty sure he left Africa, though.
Oh, where do you think he went?
He's out there, somewhere.
Right.
And we're not resting until we find Leonard Meltzner.
Psalm 18, verse 2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and my stronghold." It's nice to be able to trust in the protection that God has promised his people. In the upcoming days, I hope that Eugene can teach his father all about God's care and love for us. Adventures and Odysseys, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Cover of Darkness was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Audrey Wazalewski, Tucker Smallwood, Chuck McCann, and Phil Proctor, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.